Hello again, everybody. This is Zane DeBulsey, and today we're going to be talking about setting a breakpoint in the call stack window for the wonderful tips and tricks. There you can see all the summary information. If you're not used to seeing the summary information, you might want to look at some of the older videos, but basically it just kind of lays out the general information concerning this particular tip. Some important things to note are, of course, the keystrokes that are matched to your keyboard mappings, and the Windows shortcut keys that you can use if you want for getting through the menu system. Okay, well, let's jump right into it then. So how do we set a breakpoint in the call stack? Well, it's pretty darn easy, but first you need a stack. So what I've got here are a bunch of methods, do, re, mi, they're all calling each other. And then deep into this stack, I've set a breakpoint. So now I'm going to run my code and just kind of get a nice, pretty call stack here. And you can see now I've got a nice little call stack here on the right-hand side. I'm deep in the stack. And now I want to set some breakpoints. So this stack is wound up deep. And as we come out of the stack, or as it unwinds, I'd like to set some breakpoints. So I click where I'd like for a breakpoint to be set, and I hit the function key F9. That will set a lovely little breakpoint indicator. Let me zoom in on that for you. See the breakpoint indicator? And we call those breakpoint glyphs, by the way, technically. So sets a breakpoint glyph. I'll do it one more time just for fun. I'll go ahead, F9, got a breakpoint. You may be wondering, by the way, what can I do with these breakpoints? Well, anything you can do with a normal breakpoint. You can right-click. You can go to the breakpoint information. You can set location, conditions, hit counts, whatever you're used to doing. We'll get to trace points later on, by the way. That's the when hit here. But there you have it. So now you can set these things. And then if I click on continue and we unwind the stack, you'll notice now it stops at each of the breakpoints I've hit in the call stack. So now you know how to set breakpoints in your call stack. Hopefully you enjoyed that. So, we'll just continue right along. So, once again, my name is Zane DeBulsey. I'm a senior developer evangelist with Microsoft. There's my contact information in the upper left. And if you get a chance, run out and buy my book, Coding Faster, Getting More Productive with Microsoft Visual Studio. I wrote it with my good friend Sarah Ford, and you can find this tip and many others in the book. We'll see you next time.